4FHJ.
WCL Mobile.
What are you doing, John? WW4JET.
4JET, hello there, Matthew. K4WCL. Oh, we're driving back from the big city of Easley. Had lunch down there, did a little shopping, went to Hamrick's, went to Ollie's. Picking up all the bargains there, Matthew.
Not on anything I should know?
I bought a pair of jeans at Hamrick's. They had Levi's on sale for $13. Genuine 505 Levi's. And got a pair of tennis shoes. Two pair, actually. I go through tennis shoes with all the walking I do in about 3 months. Wear them slap out.
I'd call that a bargain. Levi's, traditional Levi's for $13. That's a good deal right there.
They had some for $13 and then they had some for $20. I gave up looking because I couldn't find my size. And the last place I looked, I found a pair that were exactly what I was looking for. And they were on the $12.99 rack, so I grabbed them. Hope they fit. I'm going down a size. I guess it'll be the fourth time I've gone down a size here in the last year. So, we'll see. If they don't fit, I'll work my way into them. What you doing on this cold, chilly January day?
We had our GMRS meet and greet this morning over at Pete's. And for the GMRS, the Upstate South Carolina GMRS group up here. And it was very successful, had a good turnout. That went well. And back here, made a fire, and turned on some football. That's about it.
Good. I know you got that wood fireplace there. Very nice. Wish I had one, but I do like the convenience of the gas logs. Not an NFL guy, so football season ended for me a couple weeks ago. But a lot of people do like the NFL. And, man, we love beets. Did you eat down there or just go for the meeting?
A little breakfast. It was early. We got there at 8 o'clock. And it went a while. We didn't get out of there till 11. But, yeah, no, they are good. I agree. As far as the football side, I'm not much of an NFL fan either, but I'll watch a little playoff football because nothing else is on, really.
I think we might skip our walk today. I usually take one day off a week, and I haven't rested in 8 days, so. And I've had some pretty long walks this week. The golf course up here is closed, so we actually got to walk the golf course yesterday, which was a nice change. And, yeah, pizza's good. I like their Greek salad with Euro meat on it. And Lori likes their chicken fingers. Their chicken fingers are very good. And their turkey and dressing is really good, too.
I like the sound of that salad with the Euro meat on it. That sounds good. Yeah, they are good. You know, I used to do that wintertime golf course walking back in Michigan. Because, you know, a golf course would close for a few months at least. And that was great with the dog. She loved it out there playing Frisbee. And those were good walks. Do the whole perimeter of the course. Would be, oh, I don't know, probably be 3 to 4 miles when you're done, something like that. If you did the perimeter, of course, they're probably a little easier to walk than the ones around here. But, yeah, I did see that in the on their social media site that they closed it. It's probably a good idea. I don't think you get too many golfers in this weather.
Yeah, Facebook page. I think it's just closed for a week. They covered all the greens with big black tarps. We noticed it Thursday night when we were walking. You know, it was dark. It was 7:30 or so. And we were walking up. I guess that would be the fourth hole. And Lori said, there's something on the green up there. And I looked, and I said, yeah, they got the green covered. They didn't get them all covered Thursday, but they were working on them yesterday. I'm driving past 14 right now on 178, and it's covered. Nobody playing. Yeah, I kind of like it when it's quiet up there. You know, when Anthony bought the course, the first thing he did was close the course, and that was like in October, and he spent the entire winter redoing all the greens. They tore every green up, put new grass down, and he didn't open back up until the spring. And it was nice. We had our full run of the course for about 5 months. And this particular dog, I don't trust him nearly like I trusted our other German Shepherd. Yeah, we'd go walk on the golf course, and she'd go with us. Just have a blast running, you know, full speed. This one here, we've taken him down on the golf course a few times, but I'm afraid that he sees a deer or something, he's going to take off. He's not quite as, what's the word I'm looking for, obedient as the other one was. But anyways, all right, well, speaking of golf courses here, I'm just going by the clubhouse, so I'll make this my final. Got a bunch of junk to unload. I'm going to try my new jeans on, and then I'll probably be on the LARC machine walking the dog. Let me let it recycle real quick. Credit card radio that I bought came in the mail Tuesday. We got up here Thursday. And I've been having a blast with that thing. I carried it when we walked the golf course yesterday, and just with a little 300 milliwatt radio, even a mile and a half away from the house, I was able to operate on the crossband radio.
Yes, shoot me a link to that thing. That sounds interesting. You definitely don't want to lose your dog, so out there, especially after a deer or, you know, God forbid, a bear. Something like that, but I did my walk. I went when I got back. It's already, the temperature's already going down, and it was a little breezy, but it looks like the breeze might be stopped here, so. I don't know if I told you, but I got those two ground rods in the ground, like, in 60 seconds with that big hammer drill I rented. Went right in. I was amazed. 8 feet down, bam, just like that.
John, KO4SUO, over on the Lark machine, he's got one of those, and he said that's the only way to put a ground rod in. I've always banged them in with a sledgehammer, but, you know, getting 7 inches of rain in the last week or so probably facilitated the ease of that, so very good. And it never got above freezing back in Georgia today. I looked at my temperature gauge a few minutes ago when I was coming up through Pickens, and the high for the day was 28.6, so I'm reading 37 right now. And that radio has been discontinued for a good 15, 18 years. If you want to look it up, see what it looks like. They had two models of the credit card radio. It's an Alinco, is the brand, A-L-I-N-C-O. And the littlest one, I have one, I'm trying to troubleshoot why it's not working correctly, is the DJ-C5. And the one I just got, which is just a tad bit wider, or thicker, I should say, is the DJ-C7, Delta Juliet-C7. But check it out online, man. It's a tiny little thing. You literally could stick it in your shirt pocket and not even know it's there. All right, man, I'm in front of the house. Lori's already jumped out. Open up the door for her. I'll catch you later. Maybe I'll catch you on the LARC machine. K4WCL. See you later, Matthew.
Hey, John, good talking to you as always. Have a good evening. And, maybe we'll catch up with you a little bit later. Very good. I'll look at those things. WW4JET, we're clear.